Hey, what's up, everyone? So, hey, I know we just ended the money series, but I want to add a little bonus section right here and really talk about something that's super near and dear to my heart. I was having this conversation with a friend about paying off debt, and luckily enough, he was going to therapy, and I go to therapy twice a week. And I told him the reason why I go to therapy twice a week is Mondays we talk about the personal stuff, Friday we talk about business. Right. And he was talking to me and he was telling me, hey, you know what? I have to learn how to become a better CEO. I have to learn how to stop being so friendly and so people pleasing. And I told him, I was like, hey, if you're already going to therapy, add another session every week. And he said, when I become a CEO, I was like, hey, you know what? Let's stop that language. You already are a CEO. A lot of you already are CEOs. And what you need to do is that you just need to understand how to become a better CEO in your position. No one is born a great CEO, all right? No one is born a great person that knows how to pay off debt. No one is born a great business person, right? Or a great business leader. What happens is some people can iterate fast. Some people can learn really fast, or has a lot of street smarts, a lot of chops. But no one is born into this with all this knowledge, right? They learn on the go. And some people learn because of experience. Some people learn via knowledge. There's a difference between being a teacher and being a practitioner, right? With that being said, I told them, hey, go to therapy twice a week. And for you, it could be once a week, and that's fine too. But one session, talk about personal issues going on in your life. Hey, my wife is doing crazy. My girlfriend is doing all this hoopla. My mom is doing this. My dad is doing this. People are fighting. I don't feel really good about myself. And in the second session, I want you to bring up all the business things, all the business issues that you have. I have a huge issue with charging people money. That is a self-worth issue that I had to deal with while going to therapy. And as we start to dig and unfold on why that is, right, I was able to say now I can charge people and I feel great. There's an equal value exchange. Just because, for me, this was my problem. I didn't value the information that I was giving people. I said, oh my God, the information I could get for free. I don't really care I give the information for free. Why? Because at the end of the day, I knew the execution was way more important than the information, right? I knew that if you needed me to hold you accountable to the information and actually go and do it, that is worth way more money. But come to find out, people were astounded by the information that I was giving and how much information I was giving. The YouTube channel that I have where I talk about the cleaning company and I lay out all the steps on how to build it, some people say, man, this is better than $5,000, $10,000 courses I've already taken. Do you understand that? I've done coaching calls with people for 1 hour and they're like, wow, I feel like you gave me $10,000 in this short time. And people have, and I've been in programs with people where me and them are talking one-to-one and they're telling me, why did I pay them when I could have paid you? Not knowing that the value of what I'm giving, not putting a dollar amount on it, because why? I don't cherish the value of the information that I have. I didn't even know how valuable it was. So I went to therapy, got that handled. Now I'm able to charge people. Now I have my own program, right? Where I give $10,000, I give 10x whatever you pay me in terms of value, right? So with that being said, I want you to go to therapy. This is gonna be your secret weapon, right? Whether it's in business, whether it's in life, whatever you do. One session, you are going to talk about personal issues going on in your life. Second session, if you're on a debt-free journey, talk about your debt freedom journey. Talk about things that are coming up, things that are holding you back. And your therapist is going to be able to see patterns and pick up issues that you're dealing with. And if you're in business, your therapist is going to be able to help you charge people, charge what you're worth, increase your value, become a better leader as well, doing that introspection. That therapist is a trained eye to see through all the BS, all the lies. Right, you can lie to everyone else, but you can't lie to your therapist, because I love my therapist. Shout out to Mecca, because she helps me, right? She's able to see, dissect me, and say, you know what, Bertrand, we've been talking for almost 2 years now. And she's literally able to say, that's not you. Where's that coming from? And then after that, she's calling me out, holding me accountable, hold space for me to be able to talk and share things where I don't have to have the mask of being perfect, right? Or being professional. So with that being said, my action item for you is if you don't have a therapist, go get a therapist. Go to Psychology Today, look up a therapist, and you can even look up by insurance. You can even do pay as you go or pay out of pocket, they call it cash therapist. I think that's the cash clients, excuse me. You can even just pay cash for it. But I'm telling you, that is going to be the best investment and the best ROI in the world. Okay? Go get it done. I'll talk to you later.
Peace.